When families, schools, or hospitals in Springfield hire McCormick's Catering and Smokehouse Craft Meats for events, Michelle Seelbach and her husband Gary say you get much more than excellent food.
They are so respectful to everyone. They have wonderful food. They also decorate.
Yeah, they were complete caterers in terms of the food, the beverages. They took care of everything.
Michelle and Gary are longtime friends and customers of the McCormick's.
Well, when they catered, if there was leftover food, they would offer to us to have it. If we didn't want it, they would then automatically take it to the St. John's Breadline.
The McCormick's has served the community for 26 years, but is now closing. And the owners, husband and wife Sarah and Jerry, are in financial trouble.
COVID-19 pretty much just wiped us out.
That's Sarah McCormick. The stay-at-home order issued in March caused problems for all kinds of businesses, including caterers. And limitations on gatherings continue, with no more than 50 people allowed to congregate at once.
And that was how we made a living every day. We fed large amounts of people. And if those aren't allowed to happen, basically our occupation has just been eliminated from the landscape of this country.
State and federal governments tried to step in to soften the blow with programs like the Paycheck Protection Program. But McCormick say the help didn't fit their business needs and they felt cut out. Jared says they were approved for a PPP loan, but his accountant instructed him not to take it.
He basically told me that was not a viable option, as long as gatherings were restricted.
The couple applied for a $10,000 emergency disaster grant through the Small Business Administration, but was only awarded $3,000. And since the business already had existing loans with the SBA, the McCormick's are at risk for losing much more than they imagined.
It's the collateral of our home. We spoke to attorneys first thing, you know, along with our accountant when we went over the PPP loans, and they said, well, you can do bankruptcy, but you will lose everything.
But he doesn't think that businesses should be held accountable for closings due to the coronavirus pandemic. He encourages other businesses to take a stand.
A lot of businesses and people are going right to bankruptcy. And, you know, if they have existing business loans and they're out of business and it wasn't their fault, I say challenge them.
Jared predicts more businesses closing in the future if the virus resurges and the rules of the loan programs, banks, and lenders do not change.
You know, once all this money dries up and the pandemic comes back, and it seems like it's coming back, you know, that there's going to be a lot of us faced with homelessness.
Sarah is hoping the next round of federal loans will contain different rules so businesses like theirs won't be left out.
Hopefully that focus can shift to the businesses who cannot go on.
Kevin Luss, director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Lincoln Land Community College, says Congress, state, and local governments have been doing everything they could to help businesses stay afloat.
I feel like there's a concerted effort to help.
Congress recently passed a bill that would make it easier for businesses to use PPP loans, giving them 6 months instead of two to use funds and reducing the share of funding that must pay employees. Luss says the PPP has been beneficial for many businesses in the area, but some businesses have unique circumstances.
Well, we almost certainly will see additional businesses close their doors.
As the McCormick's announced their permanent closure, their business received the Reader's Choice Award for Best Caterer from the State Journal Register. Gary Seelbach, along with many other customers and friends, will miss them.
Small businesses seem to be left out in this, and they're one of the wonderful businesses that we worked with and utilized on a lot of occasions. Very unfortunate, and they will be missed.
I'm Olivia Mitchell.